Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, for real, my millennium, that's right. Yeah. Suited and booted for war. Hooked on God, ministry over business, my nigga.
Salute to the soldiers.
Uh-huh. Every last one of them.
Mava.
Uh-huh. Finna show y'all how to slide on Satan.
Your
one
diamond.
Time. Let's go.
Ma, gorilla back. Spinal cord. Riding for the door. Christ, who I'm fighting for. In the cypher where iron sharpen iron swords. Hit him lion's roar in the eye of a firestorm. Warriors, come out to play, homie, we ain't bout the game. On the enemy, we about to bang. Christ put the flame to a powder keg. Feel the power when we shout his name. Mountains move about the way. In the battle, watching giants fall. Bible is my rifle, I'm a sniper letting fire off. Shot fired from a rock while I'm a fighter dog. 03 Kobe and OT, I'm a boss. What's mobbing hard? We don't take a L. Serving, but it ain't for sale. Bombing on the gates of hell. Demons screaming like a scary movie. 10 toes down, can't barely move. A soldier prepared for duty.
The revolution won't be televised. Truth is, it's already here, just in disguise. Christianity's been politicized. Who we be? H-O-G, and won't apologize. Preaching the gospel of God, and we go hard to the death. Giving all to the cause until there's no giving left. Jesus said it's by love that you will truly be known. Now by the set that you bring. Hold up, confessions you own. Producing divisions, leading the spiritual prison. Separated by walls that Jesus died to get rid of. But the oneness is manifested, no need in stressing. The church is in disobedience, how could he ever bless us?
Hey,
so this is nothing but a call to repent. My prayer is that you feel his presence in every sentence. From the beginning we've been sinning, the result is contention. Did I forget to mention? It's hard mob, nigga.
The apostles were brave-hearted, no fear in the A order. That's how they became martyrs. Now look at what they started. We're the saints, partner, way more than some vain artists. What be coming out my mouth is a sharp weapon like a warrant. Christ is exalted, mics are exalted, right in the pulpit. You look up and I am the culprit. They is the evil who is Christian, some claiming I'm culprit. Grab the goblet of living water, don't sip it, I gulp it. Let me address some complaints, the mob has been heard. How y'all disciples trying to justify using the N-word? Dressing like you hood isn't holy or Christ-centered. Them arguments get chopped down easy, just like Tim Bird. If you really think we're misguided, keep us in prayer, bro. You can point out possible flaws, never call us info. Hit the streets in your city, you never there, though. The mob is famous for being in the field, just like a scarecrow.
Back in the booth, it's like Jordan in the gym. Magic, King James with the pen. Encouraging all the homies to repent from wicked ways, gotta ask forgiveness for them sins. While the opportunity still present ill-gotten gains, knew I had to make amends. Island Willie bike, full throttle the bends, drop the range a couple inches to compliment the rims. But now I'm playing all the idiocy in life too short, like Mississippi to 10. Rugged and harsh like a hippopotamus skin. Been battle tested like one of King Solomon's men. Heard them shells coming, skipping through the wind. Collapsed in my lung, taking my wind. Thankfully your boy didn't die in his sin. For every bar spit, I gotta pay homage to him.
Right, Rage, you better bring your jacket. Homie, we came to wake the masses up, cause judgment's coming and shake the planet. Everywhere I turn, I see the book of Revelations happening. The government wanna start chip, like we in Vegas gambling. Better be covered by the blood, like a razor slash or smothered by the flood. When the Alpha and the Omega's ravaged, I was once destined to see your premature grave and casket, but he paid the ransom. Beauty came from a gang of assholes. Hooked on God, I'm a raging addict, connected to something so cold like refrigerator magnets. Christ opens doors that no one can close. He told us to go, and we go, but we ain't table dancing. We know what Satan's plan is. We came to save the captives till the enemy is under our feet like a praying mansion. Nothing but truth in this artistry. When I paint this canvas, it's all salutes till they want to leave, but still praise the captain.
I'm here to boast with excellence, and they know it's evident with a cold regiment in the soul. Everything new and old testament, there they go, testing them glory soul. Specialist, just a low specimen. Now that we got your attention, we paying visits to the wrong horse, demanding repentance. Like business, we the lone shark. Get you blood, you think by way of art. I'm thinking on that tree, he bit death and tore away the bark. Throwing up the lukewarm, riding with the roof on. Red with the blue on, purple with my crew on. Hurdle over, we on circle. Yelling, be gone, hurt you. Rather be calm, virtue. Better see some 116, 15, don't cry for me, mama. Like by killing the judges. Tell me who gon' do the honors. Abba, got me now. I'ma be with the clouds. Coming back with King Yeshua for the last and final round now.
I'm here at laughter. It's Dracula's castle. Reading chapters of Matthew. Playing capture the statue. Pastor for the master, I will fracture your cash. Pray faster, prepare for the rapture because I have to. The help of mob and benefactor since the grass. Disaster when it passes, these actors are captives. At the last two, check the statue record, I'ma crash. 2 days after, find him shining with Christ. Cap two, he still hopping out Denali's for a top wasabi. Them chops karate, leave your average Joe sloppy. Got me face stretching Pilates. His hobby catch a soul for the body. Probably praying with Roddy's who with the folly. I'm confident and cocky, Apollo be rocky. Do you copy? Holy Spirit, hot, no need for Molly. God got me sliding through the dirt. Kawasaki, right. Fishing for crappie. I put the gospel over top.
I done put in so much work, got a musty flag. Still got a 45 with a rusty mag. Still hanging with the gangsters, I must be bad. God knows what I be on, so he must be glad. Hit the town, spread the word, I ain't new to that. Used to move weight white like Snoopy back. Transporting 40 birds in a moving bag. Stop dancing with the devil, now Lucy man. Came out the mud like pig feet. Hog mobbing, shoot a face out with a 6 week. I used to roll up sour and switch sweet. Deep in the trap, getting off work like sick leave. Big strap poking my hip bone. I used to switch up spots like a flip home. Now I'm in the house of the Lord. Come for me in this home, I grip chrome. Throw your head back like flip phone.
I be tailgating with shell case. Ducking them black hearts with pale face. Got niggas in jail facing no bail case. Pacing, praying that heaven forget they hell race. So I'm pushing the line until the line hurt. They still tryna ponder the way my mind works. Cause I'll bring a convoy of con men to a concert and turn every convict to a convert. Wounds of a friend, homie, sin'll hang ya. And Lucifer could spin on my middle finger. Whether the pin or a den of bangers, I get it in. On my mama said, mama, I ain't no entertainer. Christ reigns, let the storm rip. I've been sinning since the womb, I was born sick. But his tail turns heads like a coin flip. So we could all come, no porn flip.
We out here. Hog my millennium. Are y'all in for a drink? Let's eat.
Yeah. I'm screaming now, hurry Lord, hurry Lord. What was once beautiful was pure ugly, Lord. You know, I'm saying before I'm buried, Lord. I'm hoping for your perfect will to be open and real. Trying to stay broken and provoked to show up in the field. Centerville, Centerville, I feel right at home. Was in the hospital with a kid that was almost killed for buying chrome. Wrestle with the Bible, can I leave that light alone? Blessing and survival, lose the life you tryna own. In reference to my Bible, I know that he real. I'm responsible for mama, let's not act like he don't steal. Kill and destroy men, women, girls, and boys. Dream of the day that I can watch and be deployed. God's promise, something we cannot avoid. Sayonara to the armor of the occult. And farewell to our unrighteous revolt. A step further than King's dream and Mel King's dream. The Trinity, the universal supreme team. I know I'm foul, but I hunger for the thunder. The cracking of the sky before the chariot arrives. There is forgiveness for us Iscariots. His best is blood dipped, his tongue sharp as an arrow tip. Now these J's I got on sicker than asthma. But please, they could've kept these and brought me back to master. King of heaven, King. Yo. I'm screaming now, hurry Lord, hurry Lord. What was once beautiful was pure ugly, Lord. You know, I'm saying before I'm buried, Lord. I'm hoping for your perfect will to be open and real. Trying to stay broken and provoked to show up in the field. Centerville, Centerville, I feel right at home. Was in the hospital with a kid that was almost killed for buying chrome. Wrestle with the Bible, can I leave that light alone? Blessing and survival, lose the life you tryna own. In reference to my Bible, I know that he real. I'm responsible for mama, let's not act like he don't steal. Kill and destroy men, women, girls, and boys. Dream of the day that I can watch and be deployed. God's promise, something we cannot avoid.
Sayonara to the armor of the occult, and farewell to our unrighteous revolt. A step further than King's dream and Mel King's dreams. The Trinity, the universal supreme team. I know I'm foul, but I hunger for the thunder, the cracking of the sky before the chariot arrives. There is forgiveness for us Iscariots. His best is blood dipped, his tongue sharp as an arrow tip. Now these J's I got on sicker than asthma, but please, they could've kept these and brought me back to master.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro, 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 retro.
I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, Maranatha. We out here in the final days, the last chapter. How long will it last? I can't give an answer. But I was sent from the dispatcher to preach to the broken and fractured, scattering seed. The God who made us is holy, and we are guilty before him because of our wicked deeds. They say, I don't need your religion or pleading petitions to receive a bleeding savior to save me from my condition. But when Jesus returns, it'll be a traumatic scene. That's why I play the sermon clip and unload the magazine. Glory to the King, there is mercy for sinners. The gates of heaven are open, there's only one way to enter. It might sound dogmatic, but if your faith is static when you stand before God, then it's more than problematic. That's why I'm so emphatic, no matter the demographic.
It's compassion.
Without Christ, life will end tragic. Yo, I used to be a dead man, walking in the darkness, spiritual carcass. Now I'm alive because my God lives. I preach the same gospel that the gospel of John gives. The same gospel that Jay gives and the same gospel that John gives. Timeless vintage, the message doesn't change. But on that day when he arrives, that's when everything changes. New heaven and earth, sin and suffering is over. In the glory of the King will be seen full exposure.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro, 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 retro.
Lock a knife on me. I don't know where I would be. Yeah, yeah. Came in when I need him. He's a rider. All my haters. between us, you know he be fighting, yeah. I never had no one to speak beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
Mike J. We in the building. What's cracking? What's happening? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hip Hop and Jesus. That's what we on. Yeah. Hip Hop and Jesus. Yep. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So, hey, hip-hop got breath. We praising the Lord. We care what they think. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hip-hop and Jesus. This is still Bible study. Hold on. Let me see. Back up. Okay. All right, yeah. This still that Bible study. Little buddy. All right? We just studying it with Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God. Yeah, Jesus is the Word. The Word became flesh. John chapter 1, verse 14. See it for yourself. John chapter 1, verse 14. But Jesus is the Word of God. Excuse me. The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us into all of the truth. We need to know about God. Yeah. The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us into all the truth we need to know about God. And what he accomplished for us through Jesus Christ. Yeah, his only begotten son. So yeah, the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us into all the truth that we need to know about God and what he accomplished for us. Yeah, somebody said he did it for me. Recognize, he did it for us. All right, through Jesus Christ, his only begotten son. So thank you, Abba Father, for doing that for us. So yeah, you tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Hip Hop and Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father. And we need it right now before I thank you for it. We ask you for forgiveness. Yeah, for any of our shortcomings and flaws. Yeah, all have sinned and fall short. All have sinned and come short. So forgive us for our shortcomings. But Father, thank you for working it all out for our good. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for working it all out for our good. And thank you for forgiveness. Have your way in this broadcast. Thank you for your scriptures and your truth, your spirit of truth. Continue to have your way on this earth. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Get the glory from our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah. We ready. We ready. All right, the scriptures we go into tonight, part one will be 1 Samuel chapter 26, and you can go ahead and go there. We'll be there with you in a few minutes. 1 Samuel chapter 26 for part one. Part two will be Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Part three will be Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 for part three. Again, that's 1 Samuel chapter number 26. That's where we're about to go and get started at part one. 1 Samuel chapter 26. Part two will be Isaiah 54. Part three will be Hebrews chapter 12. All right, contact info when hiphop meets the Christ at gmail.com. Let me holler at Oasis. Get at me if you need to. You know what I'm saying? Sign up for our newsletter if you want that. You know what I'm saying? Also, order the audio book and the album by Oasis if you want it. All right, for sure. All right, let's get it, man. 1 Samuel chapter number 26. And we starting at verse number 1 again. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, hip-hop and Jesus style. So, 1 Samuel chapter number 26. And let me read this first before we get there. Y'all know I got these inspirational cards here. This one is talking about the forgiveness of sins, all right? It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins, all right? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Boy, that's some reason to praise him right there, bro. That mug, it's a, if we confess our sins unto God. Now, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us. He going to forgive us our sins and he going to clean us from all unrighteousness. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, let's get it, man. All right, we ready. 1 Samuel chapter number 26, verse 1 says, now the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, is David not hiding in the hill of Hachilah opposite Jeshimon? All right. Now, Saul is on the mission trying to kill David, trying to get rid of David, but God already ordained David to be king instead of Saul. Yeah, just like that, instead of Saul. That's right. Saul messed up the spirit of God, then left Saul. So Saul been trying to kill David ever since. I'm talking about David came in there and played the song so the demons would get off of Saul, because God sent a distressing demon, a distressing spirit on Saul. And David would come in and play his music and the distressing spirit would leave. You see what I'm saying? But this same Saul throwing his spear at the same David that was used to play the songs to get rid of that stressing spirit. All right, anyway, now he's in here trying to get him again. Now, David pulled up on him last time and cut his robe, right? Cut his robe off, told him, I could have had you, cuz. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I respect you. All right? Then he had to deal with some more folks over here. But anyway, let's go back over here, 26. 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 1. Now the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, is David not hiding in the hill of Hachilah opposite Jeshimon? Verse 2. Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. and Saul encamped in the hill of Hachilah, which is opposite Jeshimon, but it says by the road. But David stayed in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. All right? David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul had indeed come. 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 5 says, so David arose and came to the place where Saul had encamped, and David saw the place where Saul lay. And Abner, the son of Ner, the commander of his army, now Saul lay within the camp with the people encamped all around him. He's sleeping good. He all comfortable, right? Now, remember, David is not a punk. He ain't no coward. He ain't soft, nothing. David, a warrior, right? They came in the town and what have you, and the people were screaming, Saul, killed his thousands. David came in town right after Saul, and they were like, David killed his tens of thousands. I'm talking about Saul just envious right then. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, but David keep walking. He kept walking with God, and that's what we have to do. Keep walking with God. All right? Now, we're in 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse number 5 says, so David arose and came to the place where Saul had encamped, and David saw the place where Saul lay. Abner, the son of Ner, the commander of his army, and now Saul lay within the camp with the people encamped all around him. Verse 6 says, then David answered and said to Ahimelech the Hittite and to Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, brother of Joab, saying, who will go down with me to Saul in the camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with you. He ran. Let's go. Verse 7 says, so David and Abishai came to the people by night, and there Saul lay sleeping within the camp with his spear stuck in the ground by his head. Bro, what the? you sleep with your spear stuck by your head? Come on, bro. That's easy as kill right there. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's go. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and there Saul lay sleeping within the camp with his spear stuck in the ground by his head, and Abner and the people lay all around him. Then Abishai said to David, God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. It's the second time that one of the David people said that, right? Now, therefore, please let me strike him at once with the spear right to the earth, and I will not have to strike him a second time. So he got the spear by his head. Easy kill. Look at Abishai. All right? Verse number 9 says, but David said to Abishai, do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? Because David won't touch him, because Saul was ordained to be the first king. You see what I'm saying? By God. Now, God wanted to be king over the people, but the people started looking at other cultures and other people and nations, and they want a king, a man king over them. So God gave them what they wanted. He gave them Saul, but he told them what kind of king they were going to have. You got to read the first few chapters of Psalm. I believe it's chapter 8 maybe, but it was those first few chapters. He told them what kind of king he was going to be. All right? So let's go. 1 Samuel, chapter 26. Appreciate you tuning in. All right? We're in verse number 9. David sparing his life. But David said to Abishai, do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? David said furthermore, as the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him. See that? That's why David didn't touch him. That's why you got to remember, instead of going to touch them, remember, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, right? Before you take it into your own hand, give it to God, right? So David said, furthermore, as the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go out to battle and perish. Verse 11 says, the Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. But please take now the spear and the jug of water that are by his head and let us go. They go take his water and go take the spear. So when he wake up, he'll know somebody was here. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. I tell you, David is a warrior. He was warrior first. Then he became king. He was already ordained by God to be king, you know what I'm saying? But he was warrior first. He was out there, you know, shepherd. You see what I'm saying? He was a man after God's own heart. So he wrote most of them psalms, a lot of them psalms. Psalms, the book of Psalms, start with a pedo. Yeah. So, yeah, David was out there. And then God trained him for Goliath by the sheep because with the sheep or what have you because a bear and a lion rolled up on the sheep. And it's the shepherd's job to take care of the sheep. So David ran up on the lion and the bear and overcame both of them. Overcame both of them. Yeah, little, and he wasn't even no man. He was a boy. He was a teenager or preteen, something like that. You feel what I'm saying? He wasn't a man yet. So he ran over. I'm talking about he overcame both of them, the lion and the bear, bare hands. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, David then took the water and the spear, right? So, 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 12 says, so David took the spear and the jug of water by Saul's head, and they got away. And no man saw or knew it or awoke. Nobody. All of them sleep, man. Your whole army gets slaughtered. Sleep like that. For they were all asleep because a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them. Look at that. A deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them. From the Lord. Now, see how God works? When God said, do not fear, he means that. When God said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, he means that. All right? It's our job to believe that. Take God's word over everything and over everybody else's word, too. 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 13 says, now David went over to the other side and stood on the top of a hill afar off, a great distance being between them. And David called out to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, do you not answer Abner? Then Abner answered and said, who are you calling out to the king? Who are you calling out to the king? So David said to Abner, are you not a man? And who is like you in Israel? Why then have you not guarded your lord the king? For one of the people came in to destroy your lord the king. This thing that you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, you deserve to die, because you have not guarded your master, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is and the jug of water that was by his head. See, David, he wise. Verse 17. And the only reason he ain't touching Saul, the only reason he didn't kill Saul, because Saul was anointed by God. Yeah, he was anointed by Samuel, the prophet of God. All right? And God chose him because that's who the people wanted a king over them. Verse number 17 says, then Saul knew David's voice and said, is that your voice, my son, David? My son, really? My son, bro, people be tripping and they ain't got the nerve to still call you their people, though. They'll trip on you. And still got a nerve to call you they people. Is that your voice, my son, David? You should have threw your spirit, this man. That if that was good, I'm talking about them bust at this man a few times. Bye, bye. You know what I'm saying? I ain't bad him, though. But missed him. Because God fighting for David. And God protecting David. So we in 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 17 says, then Saul knew David's voice and said, is that your voice, my son, David? David said, it is my voice. It is my voice, my Lord, O King. And he said, why does my Lord thus pursue his servant? For what have I done? Or what evil is in my hand? You see what I'm saying? You calling me a son, but why you still pursuing me, man? I done got away from you two times when you tried to throw the spear. And one time already. And rolled up on him and cut his, you remember he cut his robe, right? Shows you I could have killed you, bro. While you was up there taking a leak,
I guess that's safe enough to say leak, huh? Okay, anyway, verse 19 says, Now therefore, please let my Lord the King hear the words of his servant. If the Lord has stirred you up against me, let him accept an offering. But if it is the children of men, may they be cursed before the Lord. Golly, look, David ain't playing around, huh? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that don't sound very Christian-y, like people be doing these days. I don't know what they doing these days, but I'm just saying, look at David, man. Look at this word of God, bro. This is real. Yeah, God don't want no fakeness. He want that real, that thorough. You know what I'm saying? Be real, man. You know what I'm saying? Not just saying 100, but be 100 for real. 1,000. 1,000. Wow. 1 Samuel, Aola, chapter 26, verse 19. Now, therefore, please let my Lord the King hear the words of his servant. If the Lord has stirred you up against me, then let him accept an offering. But if it is the children of men, if it's humans that did this, may they be cursed before the Lord then. For they have driven me out this day from sharing in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, go serve other gods. They driven me out from sharing in the inheritance of the Lord, telling me to go serve other gods. You know what I'm talking about? Telling me to go over here and believe in these other religions, telling me to go believe in these other philosophies, and then come man, telling me not to believe at all. No, I'm not doing it. You see what I'm saying? So if it is the children of men, if it's humans doing this, cause, then may they be cursed before the Lord then. Now, God don't play when he said, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Right? You see what David said? This is 1 Samuel chapter number 26, and I made sure I got stuck on verse 19 right quick. Yeah, that's the third time I'm about to read this. 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 19. Now, therefore, please let my Lord the King hear the words of his servant. These are the words of David talking to Saul, right? David is about to be the king on his way. Saul getting out the way because the spirit of the Lord done left Saul. If the Lord has stirred you up against me, if it's the Lord that did it, let him accept an offering. But if it is the children of men, if it is humans, with they little pea brains, may they be cursed before the Lord. This is what David said. That's why I say this. I don't come to give you no Christianity. You know what I'm saying? Turn this cheek, turn that cheek, and then turn another one, and turn another, and turn another, and turn and turn. No, I don't know where y'all get that from, but y'all can keep that over there. That's why them churches closed, because still. You know what I'm talking about? But the kingdom don't stop, because we the church, the Spirit of God, yeah, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we the sons of God. So, if it's the Lord, let him accept an offering. I give him an offering. But if it is the children of men, may they be cursed before the Lord. But they have driven me out this day from sharing in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, go serve other gods. So everybody who's trying to get us to stop following Jesus Christ, may they be cursed in. Everybody who's trying to tell us to go serve other gods, that they want you to do and live any kind of way, any other way, except the way. No, you offend me. Well, you offend me and God. Now what? So I'm supposed to appease you, and while you offending me? No, it ain't happening like that. That's where we go to war at. We got a problem, because cursed be you humans then. Yeah, who trying to get us to go serve other gods? Man, please. Now what? It's the kingdom, cuz. This ain't Christianity. We got the authority over the power of the devil. When the enemy come in like a flood, God lift up his standard. We've been at war. Y'all just been fighting it the wrong way. Yeah. Warriors. In God's army, we don't fight flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah, we got them. We put on the whole armor of God and stand. We ain't missing no devil or no demon. Yeah, because when we miss God, got them. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Verse 20. 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 20 says, so now, do not let my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord. For the king of Israel has come out to seek a flea as when one hunts a partridge in the mountains. Come to seek a flea, man. Who am I? What you bother me for?
You know what I'm saying? Verse 21 says, then Saul said, I have sinned. See, that's the thing. Saul, I don't know if he's real or not. We're about to see. But that's the thing. I have sinned. He recognized. When people are wrong, they don't even want to tell you they're wrong either. And then it don't work when you tell them they're wrong either. So you might as well just let them go on by their business, go on kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? Saul, he's saying he's wrong. Forgiveness is available to God through Jesus Christ for every human being, past, present, and future, right? But you got to come get the forgiveness. Okay? You want God's love or do you want his wrath? Saul said, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will harm you no more because my life was precious in your eyes this day. Indeed, I have played the fool and erred exceedingly. Now, we ain't read since Saul been having beef with David. We ain't never read Saul say nothing like this. We haven't come across this. Seems sincere to me. You know what I'm saying? That's his repentance. See how he come? I'm sorry. I've sinned. He recognized he was wrong. I have sinned. My bad. I apologize. Return, my son David, for I will harm you no more. Because my life, you looked at my life, I'm trying to take your life, but you looked at my life, it's precious in your eyes this day. Wow. I have played the fool and erred exceedingly. Verse 22 says, and David answered and said, here is the king's spear. Let one of the young men come over here and get it. I told you, David wasn't no punk. He was humble, but he had a heart after God, and he was a warrior, and he was a king. What you know about a warrior king, huh? Verse 23 says, may the Lord repay every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord delivered you into my hand today. But I would not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. No matter how many rocks they threw at me in church, I still didn't go back and kick their butt yet, okay? I'm going to go in there and turn over the table as soon as they open their church. Okay, all right. Let me go on. Yeah, I'm just saying, though. Yes, sir. Yeah, they were throwing rocks, but I didn't retaliate. You see what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's a good place for me to say thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Verse 23, 1 Samuel chapter 26 says, may the Lord repay every man for his righteousness, for the right that he did, right, and his faithfulness, right, and righteousness. For the Lord delivered you into my hand today, but I will not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. I still didn't pick the rock back up, catch the rock, and throw it back at them. I caught the rock and started building me a brick house. Yeah, that's what I did. I caught the rock that they were throwing at me. Made me a little rock, a little brick house. House out of bricks. Yes, sir. That's the wisdom of God there. Verse 24. He says, and indeed, as your life was valued much this day in my eyes, so let my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord. So let my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. He didn't even say, let my life be valued in your eyes. I thought he was going to say that. I'm going to read it again, verse 24. And indeed, as your life was valued much this day in my eyes, I value your life. Yeah, I value a lot of folks. I value people. Right? As your life was valued much this day in my eyes, so let my life be valued. I ain't going to even ask them to let my life be valued to them. I'm going to do just like David did and say, so let my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord. Get you. Let my life be valued much in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. And let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, all day. Verse 25 says, then Saul said to David, may you be blessed, my son David. You shall both do great things and also still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. Know what I'm talking about? And that looked like the beef ended. I hope it ends right there. You know what I'm saying? I hope Saul don't come back no more now. Yeah, at least. You know what I'm saying? That was a good little ending right there. That was a good chapter.
as your life is valued much. You know how you value people, man? Show them love. You know what I'm saying? And then they take you for granted because you're always there. Because I heard somebody try to explain it like this. Being taken for granted is a good thing because that goes to show them that you're always there, you're available, you're dependable and all that. But take me for granted if you want to. You know what I'm talking about? When hip-hop meets the Christ, we on this hip-hop and Jesus, cuz. You know what I'm talking about? That was part one, 1 Samuel chapter 26, part two, Isaiah 54. Yeah, I'm going to let God deal with you. May my life be valued in God's sight. You know what I'm talking about? Because I value y'all lives. You know what I'm talking about? You know who you are. Be right back when hip-hop meets the Christ.
Understood, I'm trusting God to watch it. Feel like I should keep silent. His goodness, man, it's my deposit. Never was it mythical. They speak so hypocritical. But once they live it real, you see the change in individuals. They mind staying pacified, justified, solidified, and puffed up with wisdom in it. Running out of time and I watch the world in panoramic. Mental strains, planet panic. Nation haze, falling out of rhythm. Seek forgiveness, Janet. Fire forged by Christ, Lord. Jesus is what Satan ain't. Face the floor and I give him thanks. Seek that don't know his soul to stay. Big prone, stay in the world alone. Put the shake on these dark spirits. Lash Satan with the sharp lyrics. Excruciate the pain, grudge with it. Sentence me to they world test. Past them all, became more blessed. So assured, seek the word, not live the word. Take it more or less. Sharp sword, competition, unthorough bread, man, and go and get your gun. I'ma stand, understand, save the sun in his plan, man, the last days are come. Songs, $1 billion industry, but you can count that money gone. Never worship spirits and I never worship demons neither. Use the natural gift of speech, they practice in that Facebook preaching. Chains around the collar plus diamonds in the sky, but we don't talk to Lucy, know it, Lucifer will die. And they don't wanna leave it now, they get the Nephilim genetic. And the logic is so pathetic, and they say that we just don't get it. And when they gon' be a man, no, my God got it. On a real level, man, that's my topic. Whenever I want, turn it up, get it poppin'. Ain't no battle tap, rap, gon' stop it. You can fall back with the minstrel show. No blackface, no Sambo. We don't tap dance and we don't sell toes. Revolution last, they stay, ain't no. But it's all full of steel posts in the hood. Tell them that truth, spit fire in the booth. You can ask Swing, go ask Shea Booth. Blood of the Lord right down to the root. Checking my lead, where all those sleep. I ain't really, really heard nothing like G. That be the proof of the Christ in me or the Christ in you. Every eye shall see in the off my shoulders. I'm trying to be in heaven with a diamond size of boulders. It's a gift inside the soldier, not the clip inside the holster, or the venom inside the cobra. It's the ride before it's over. It's the fact they keep telling lies despite the times it's colder. Until they baby dies, then they want to sympathize with these world crimes up on the minds. Armageddon
Armageddon is getting closer. Living blind is by design, won't dumb it down for you weed smokers. Heat holders, trap workers, politicians, we all sinners. Seek Christ, live your life, eternal life is the call, member. Honey locust, baptized by the fire, till the end, revolution, signing off. Jesus searches the hearts of men.
Yeah. Verbal.
What you gonna do when the world is against you?
Always.
The world is for you.
What?
Can you stay true?
Y'all didn't think we can blend both worlds? Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Here's what we gonna do right here, man. Your boy Oasis. I got you, dude.
Appreciate it, pimpin'.
Hey, come on. Anytime you feel like the struggle gets a little hard, everybody you see won't be there against you. My boy Oasis gonna tell you what we do.
Right?
Yeah, we handle this right here.
You get crazy sometimes.
Get in the game no more. You're 07, 08, oh, verbal, we in the game.
It's going
baby.
Down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I laugh in the face of a struggle. Yeah, here it is right here, man. That's the real one. Woo!
Yeah. What you gonna do? God got your back, but the world against you. What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? When the world is against you, what you really gonna do? You gon' fold like a coward or trust the God in you. God gave you that dream, he counting on you. Your trouble shouldn't get you down, your faith will get you through. Feeling pressure from people, I just be trying to make my way. Still trusting you, Father, and talking to you every day. It's a lot of disrespect when you ain't got money. If they got it and you don't, they gonna look at you funny. If you wasn't always at the top where your sympathy at, I'm not gonna always be like this. Just watch, I bring me back. Shooting bullets, knowing that you really can't see me. I hid my life inside of Christ, you couldn't see me on TV. Passing trials of blessings because we learned our Father's talk. I'ma take it and flip it and then give it to you all. So when the world is against me, it's what I'm gonna do. Keep my faith and God on me, not what about you. What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? You try to preach, you try to reach, you try to teach, but they don't wanna hear your speech. So what you do, it can get discouraging sometimes. Wait a minute, Christ is giving hope through these rhymes. I guess they don't understand, I guess they don't know. Without Christ in our lives, bro, we really can't grow. Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. God is always with you from the very start. Now you rejected him, trying to live your life. Just realize there's no life outside of Christ. Keep your faith, even when they slander your name. It comes with following Christ, so there's no need to blame. Come join me and let's turn up in the Savior. Come on, man, don't worry about your behavior. Father, help us do what we got to do. And when the world is against us, let us keep trusting you. What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true?
Already worked a lot of hours for a little bit of pay, and then they hit you when you off, come out coming today. They change the rules in the middle of the game, it's the same. For a little bit of money, fools are blowing out your brains. Switching the lanes in the Suburban when I'm riding, trying to let the youth know that Christ is arriving soon. They think they got time, but they don't. They acting like they got your back, but they really won't. Bust a grape in the grapefruit fight. I'm just saying, y'all wrong, I'm right. Or if I'm wrong, then I don't wanna be right. And I'm just saying, if you right, I don't wanna live that life tonight. I'm earning stripes, cause I'm going through the go-through. Going through the pain and the pressure, and it hurts too. Trying to let you know, God got it, and he sees you. Trying to let you know, I'm just here to let you know.
What you gonna do? God is for you. Can you stay true?
That's what I'm talking about. Woo! What's cracking? You are tuned into when Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I have your team here. We up in the building. Yeah. Hip Hop in Jesus. That's what we on. What you on? I'm talking about hip-hop and Jesus. Yeah, this still Bible study. We just studying with Jesus. Jesus is the word of God. All right? Jesus is the word, right? The word became flesh. Yeah, John 1 and 14, you want to see it for yourself? The word became flesh. Yeah, that same word that was in the beginning, that was with God and that was God. Emmanuel, Jesus is Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. Not a God, the God, all right? Our God is the God. We ready for part two. Isaiah 54, let's go. Y'all know what it is. Isaiah 54. Let's get to it. Starting at verse 1, though. Isaiah 54, 17. But we starting at verse 1, though. Look at your neighbor and say, we starting at verse 1, though. Isaiah 54. Yeah, but we starting at verse 1. Verse 17 is very popular. But we starting at verse 1, though. Yeah, look at the name and say, you starting at verse 1. Yeah, leave the S out. Yeah, I'm not going to use my Princeton and Harvard and Yale degrees this time. You know what I'm talking about? Look at your name and say, we going to verse 1. Yeah, verse. Yeah, we going to verse 1, shawty. The S and shawty. Yeah, we going to verse 1. Isaiah 54. Look at your name and say, we going to verse 1. We starting at verse 1. Not verse 17. See, I had to let y'all know that I'd be going from Harvard to Princeton and Yale. You know, I graduated already. But hey, don't hate. You know good, man. Yeah, don't you hate on me. Princeton, Harvard, and Yale graduated at the same time. Top of the class. Ask about me. You know what I'm talking about? Class of 97. That right? 1997. All right, And shout out to my classmates. Some of my classmates, I see some of y'all be tuning in sometime. Appreciate y'all. You know what I'm talking about? Tuning in and everybody else who I see there. And who I don't see. All right? Isaiah 54. Per woman. So don't act like I'm not going to flex my degrees. I am a professor. I graduated from Texas already. Okay, that's man stuff. Like that means. That's why I graduated from there at the same class. So y'all don't think I'd be, I don't lie. I graduated from that man stuff. Oh, now I get to see you slow. You slow. And they slow. They were wearing masks and breathing in their own air too much. And they're going to put them vaccines. Oh, Lord. Y'all supposed to do a read. Let me get on over here and get out their business. I thought they were Bible. So these people are Jesus. Yeah, they're taking them vaccines, huh? You took that vaccine, huh? They gave you a sucker, huh? They gave you a sucker after you took it, huh? Because you a sucker. Oh, okay. Hey, read the book. I got to read my stuff over there. Isaiah 54. Trying to go over there. But I'm saying, why you do that? Why you took that vaccine? Then they gave you a sucker afterwards. Because that's what you are. I'm going to make the world safe. You make the world safe by praying and having faith in God, by obeying God and telling the whole world to do the same thing. They too busy running to get a vaccine. Talking about, I'm going to make the world safe. I need that t-shirt. What the? And then get the on the back. Get that out of here. I said 54, man. You either live by faith or you living by sight. Which one? You ain't doing both. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 54, verse 1, says, sing, O barren. Barren can't have children. You tell him that one to sing. He must be about to do something. Barren. Can't grow nothing, can't have nothing. Sing, O barren. You better sing. If you barren, you better sing. You who have not born. You ain't give birth to nothing. You ain't produce nothing. Sing. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. So I heard the story when, you know, the dude was making something by fire. I can't recall what it was, but this is how he used the fire. He used the fire to make the little tool or what have you, and he was making several of them. And then the reason they asked him, how do you know if it's ready? Because, you know, it'd be in the fire, and the fire turned real red, and it'd be real hot. They say, how do you know it's ready when they're ready? So he said, what I do, I pull it out, and then I thump it. And if it start to whistle, I know it's ready. But if it don't whistle, I put it back in there. So God says, sing, O barren, the one that ain't born or birth nothing, ain't produce nothing, sing right now. And I'm going to take you out of the fight. Okay, you want these next verses?
He said seen first. That's the first word in verse 1. Isaiah 54. Yeah, I'll mess y'all English up right quick. Isaiah 54, verse 1. Sing, O barren, you who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Now, I told you to sing. Then he's saying break forth into singing. He gonna take out the fire. Take out the fire. Thump it. Boo, sing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, sing to the Lord. See, he pull you out the fire. Thump you. You better sing. If you don't, he gonna put you back in the fire. Okay, let's go. Sing, O barren. Sing. God is always good. He's always worthy to be praised. Even when your situation ain't worthy, even when you don't feel like it. That's why it's called a sacrifice of praise. I don't feel like it, but you worthy of my praise, even when I don't feel like praising. Uh-oh, yes, I feel something. That's the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Ain't no emotion. Mm. Good news. It's good news. Good news. Isaiah 54, verse 1. That's stuck again. Somebody got to get it. You better start singing. Hallelujah. I gave you the words. Thank you, Jesus. Yep, three more words. Sing, old barren. Felt like you've been doing something, it ain't produced nothing. You who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud. You who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate. More are the children of the desolate ones, the barren ones, the ones that can't produce, right? That ain't had none. More are the children of the desolate ones than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Mm-mm. You better start singing. Mm-hmm. More are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Don't get mad at me. The Lord says it. You know what I'm talking about? Let's keep reading, though. Don't get mad at G-O-D either. You got to see why he's saying this. Verse 2 says, enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. I'm talking about prepare, get bigger. Oh, my goodness. Yes, you better make some room for this one. You better make some room for this one. That's verse 2, Isaiah 54. Enlarge the place of your tent. Wherever you stay in that tent, that's temporary, too. Enlarge the place of your tent. You're talking to the barren ones, right? That ain't produced nothing, right? Felt like they ain't produced nothing. God, you always produce stuff in everybody else's life. You ain't produce nothing in mine. Okay, enlarge. He talking to you. Enlarge the place of your tent. Prepare yourself. And let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Don't hold back. Don't put no limits on God, right? Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand. Uh-oh. Boy, Isaiah 54. I tell y'all, Isaiah was fighting. He got them five parts. Fire for the correct, all right? For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Verse 4 says, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach or the disrespect of your widowhood anymore. All that barren stuff, I'm talking all that whatever, how they were treating you, right? All that what you went through and all that, okay. God expanded you right now. Man, I didn't know Isaiah 54 was going to be fire like this. I know Isaiah get fire. I know he get fire with it, though. You know what I'm saying? Wow. And then we ain't finished either. I see a few words in verse 5. I ain't even got there yet. I'm trying to summarize and get these first four verses. There's so much in this, man. That's why I can't just read the Bible in a year. What you talking about, cuz? I get stuck on one verse because it'd be so much in one verse. How you going to read the Bible in a year? See, that's religious, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Spend time with God every day. That's real. Yeah, read your Bible every day. Spend time with God every day. That's thorough. That's real, raw. God can use that. That's some glory. All right, so do not fear. Get back over here to verse 4. Do not fear. I'm probably going to be stuck on this whole chapter for tomorrow and everything. That's me, though. Isaiah 54, verse 4. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed.
I mean, because you believe God like that and you still believe God like that, now God letting you know, do not fear. You will not be ashamed. It don't matter how long it took or take. You hear now, neither be disgraced, for you shall put to shame. God got your back. For you will forget the shame of your youth and will not remember the reproach or the disrespect of your widowhood anymore. Verse 5 says, for your maker is your husband. Your maker is your husband. That's who you need first. Yeah, men and women. Excuse me. We need God first. God got to be the head of every man. And God got to be the head of every woman, too. Now, God, when he puts you together, okay, then the man is the head, right? That's how I go. That's God's order. God, he made me. He my maker. Yeah, he your maker and your husband. And he my maker, too. And he's my head. You see what I'm saying? For your maker is your husband, God, first. Before you try to go get a man. That's why a lot of relationships don't work. Even a lot of relationships end up marriages get divorced. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Because the man and the woman got to have God at the head first. And then you got to line up how God lined it up. And men, no, it ain't for us. You got to do what I say. That ain't what, no, that's not what the head do. Think about it. Your brain, is that what your brain tells your heart? You got to, you better beat because I tell you to. See what I'm saying? How that sound? See, we be tripping. We be so, what is it, chauvinist? That's the word? Or that's my Harvard. That's my Harvard degree right there. Oh. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you want to be just bossing. No, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Your brain ain't just telling, hey, heart, you better keep beating. They working together, right, in harmony, aren't they? That's what I'm talking about, cuz. That was a good example, Holy Spirit. Thank you. He's helping a lot of folks out with that. Like, golly, for real. All right, Isaiah 54, verse 5, for your maker is your husband. Make sure you're married to God first. Go for men and women, all right? Everything else will flow. For your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Yeah, your redeemer. Yeah, he redeemed you. Bring you back. And guess what else? He's the resurrection. Yeah, raise you up. Told you the scene when we first started off. Yeah. Resurrect, raise back to life, right? Verse 6 says, for the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit. He called you like a woman forsaken, like a woman grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. Now, that's a good verse for you to circle, write it down, take a picture, remember it. You know what I'm saying? So you can go back to it and be like me. I'm just going to leave my Bible on. I'll open one of the other ones on Isaiah 54 so I can get up and get this tomorrow, too. You know what I'm talking about? We in Isaiah 54. Verse 7, for a mere moment, the suffering can't compare to the glory. The suffering can't compare, it can't compare to the glory that shall be revealed. Okay, for a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. See, that's why God want to have mercy on you and want to have mercy on all of us humans. But we don't want that. We taking that for granted. We want his wrath, right? Oh, then you can understand. You see what I'm saying? Like, for a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you. He's a merciful God. I'd rather give you this love. I came through Jesus Christ. What else you want me to do? You know what I'm talking about? Verse 8 says, with a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment. A little wrath. That's God, right? With the little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment. And if God is your father, you should be acting like him. You should see some of the same characteristics and everything going on with yourself when you're born again of God. You're going to see some of this same stuff. Be reacting. You read your Bible, you're like, oh, I'm acting just like Father then. Okay then. And guess what? God be pleased. People don't understand, and it don't matter, because they want to fit you into their standards. And guess what? Their standards suck. Yeah, suck.
they don't even live up to their standards. Then this person wants you to live up to their standards. And then all the Christians want you to live up to, what the? I'm going to live up to God's standards. That's what I'm going to do, man. Matter of fact, thank you, Jesus, for living up to it for me. Now I can just have faith and continue to walk with God. You know what I'm talking about? So, verse 8, with a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer, with everlasting kindness. So, yeah, everlasting kindness. God is full of mercy, right? You get mad. Don't trip. He's still full of mercy, though. Verse 9 says, for this is like the waters of Noah to me. This is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God talking to us, ain't it? Yeah. Let you know. Like I told him, it ain't going to, the water's not going to cover the earth like that. So I have sworn that I will not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you. God show you kindness. You got to show your neighbor kindness, right? Okay. But my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has mercy on you. O you afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphire. See, God wants the outcast. God wants the ones that picked over, looked over. You see what I'm saying? And he be doing that for a reason, too, to let you know he looking at you. Yes, sir. God be like, I'm looking at you, though. I don't care. They look over you. They look at you. That be your attitude. I don't even care. They look over me. God, he looking at me. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. I like that. Mm-hmm. So, he cares. Verse 11, Isaiah 54. Verse 11, O you afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems. God doing it. Not a man, God himself. And lay your foundations with sapphires. You better look up colorful gems and sapphires. Mm-hmm. Verse 12 says, I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. All your walls, right? All your children shall be taught by the Lord. Why? Because you obeyed him from verse 1 when he says, sing, obey. You just start singing. Just because God said it, you start singing, right? That should be our reaction. Just because he says sing, you don't even know what he says sing about. You might not even have no reason to sing. You know, I don't feel like it, I'm telling you. But he says sing, so I'm going to do it because he said it. That's real. So now you get the benefits of the rest of this chapter, right? Oh, somebody, I wish I would have sung. Go back and sing. I tell you, leave your Bible right there. See, God merciful. You go back and start. See, I'm sorry. And next time, don't be late. You know what I'm talking about? You can offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Now, he always good. So let me go back to verse 11. This is to the afflicted one, the tossed with tempest, tossed around, not comforted by nothing on the earth, right? Nobody. Behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems is what God going to do for you and for me. And lay your foundations. He's going to lay your foundations with sapphires. Shout out to sapphire. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the foundation was laid with sapphire. Verse 12 says, I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children, verse 13, shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established. Yeah, God is going to do this one. See, God, he's being personal. That's why another reason that he allowed the churches to be closed. You know what I'm saying? Because he want you to know to look to him because he want to be, you know, in relationship. You're supposed to depend on him, not the church. You're supposed to depend on him, not Rev,
or the pastors or the deacons or the us. You're supposed to depend on God, not people. Because most people ain't dependent on God. So you make sure you're dependent on God. All your children shall be taught by the Lord. He was barren, but now he says, sing, and all your children. Now, yeah, he gave children to Abraham and Sarah when they was, you know, 199 and all this, 90 years old. He gave them, yes, she and him both was past the age of having children, even back then, because the Bible says it. So all your children shall be taught, and God still blessed them with children. Yeah, he still could make something out of nothing. That's what he do. He could change your situation at any time. But if he ain't changed it or what have you, he changing you, number one. And you just, you know, be patient with him. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Verse 13, all your children shall be taught by the Lord. They ain't going to even get caught up in the religious system. You know what I'm talking about? Even when they go to school with this miseducation, they going to be taught by the Lord because his word said it. You see what I'm saying? So even when the teachers teaching them this, they can get it because God the one teaching them. They hearing God. God opening their understanding because he's all-knowing. All your children shall be taught by the Lord. He's going to teach them about life and everything. And he's not going to let them get miseducated. You see what I'm saying? He's not going to let them get washed down by the miseducation of this Antichrist system. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children, too. Ain't going to be no stress on them. They're going to have great peace, right? In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Boy, I'm going to be on this. I can't wait to get up in the morning. I ain't even finished reading it now. You feel them? I can't wait to get up in the morning and get back right in Isaiah 54. We still in it right now. You feel what I'm saying? That's how cuckoo I am for Christ, man. Yeah, cuckoo for Christ. Boy, I can't wait to get up and get... Yeah, so you can wake me up at 3 o'clock, Father. I get up and get right here at Isaiah 54. I'll be right here. So, here come 3 o'clock. Son, you said you get up. Don't worry about it. Don't y'all worry about it. Isaiah 54 is between me and God and Father. Isaiah 54. But you broadcast. Anyway, Isaiah 54, I'm trying to finish. Can I finish? Leave me alone. Let me finish. Isaiah 54, verse 14. In righteousness, you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression. He's going to establish you the right way. It's going to be righteousness because God is the one doing it. For you, through you, to you. In righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Terror ain't coming near you. We ain't scared. Yeah, we like David, but we running that corona these days now. Yeah. We running at them now. Running that corona, what? Cuz. Yeah, this ain't no play for either. Our God is greater than the coronavirus. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, greater than the coronavirus. He still got the whole world in his hands. Verse 15, Isaiah 54. Verse 15 says, indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. They're going to gather together, right? They're going to assemble, but not because of me. Okay? Now, check this out. You listening? Is this thing on? Can you hear me? You. It says, whoever assembles against you. It's a bad time to be against you. Yeah, whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake, whoever it is. Okay, they were foolish enough to assemble against you, and you over here following Christ. So whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. Verse 16 says, behold, I have created the blacksmith. Remember God talking about this, God talking to you. Isaiah 54, read that whole chapter again. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work. Look, we were just talking about that, ain't it? The coals and the fire who brings an instrument for his work. Wow. All right, God created the blacksmith, though. And I have created the spoiler to destroy. He created the devil. I created the spoiler to destroy. All right? Now, it says, no weapon. Yeah, I couldn't wait till we get here, but I'm saying you will never be able to read that chapter again the same.
You see, we skipping over. No weapon formed against this the verse, right? But look at all that that's in that chapter, man. Look at all that meat we done left up in that thing. Man. You know what I'm talking about? Well, we ate it real good, but I'm talking about I cut up a ribeye, a T-bone steak. What you want? What you got? Huh? A filet mignon with a little bacon wrapped around? What you want? Just give you a burger? You just want a burger, huh? Anyway, we done tore the whole chapter up. That's what I'm saying. It's good. Now we on verse 17. You see what I'm saying? Now we on verse 17, Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against you. Remember this. Circle this verse too. You know it. You might have forgot. Here go the reminder. The word of God is still living right now, 2021. So this verse still relevant to you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. They go for the vaccine. They go for the coronavirus. They go for the Antichrist system, the government, one world order, new world, whatever they want to call that crap, Babylon 2, what I call it. Yeah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In every tongue which rises against you in judgment, every tongue that talked about you behind your back in judgment, condemning you and all that, guess what? You're going to condemn them. Let me read this verse again, because we be on this one part. We ain't even got all of this verse right here. We be on the first sentence and then run with it. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hey, hold on. Come back. Get some more of this verse. Oh, my bad. It says, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. There we go. Yeah, every one of them. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So while they talking about you behind your back, judging you, and they got no business judging you, God letting them know their righteousness is from me. I'm the one that made them righteous while you sitting up here got your mouth open. Folks, watch this. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage. This is what we inherit, right? Servants of the Lord inherits this. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and their righteousness. On top of that, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I'm stuck on Isaiah 54:17. You know what I'm talking about? I'm stuck. And I got stuck, cuz. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, hip hop and Jesus. Yeah, we're still on that Bible study when we come back. Hopefully we can get unstuck. We'll be in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12 for part 3. Then we'll be out. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm stuck in Isaiah 54, 17, well, not 17, Isaiah 54. I can't wait to get up in the morning. I'm stuck.
Cause they got me doing things I used to do. I wanna change, I'm telling you. I'm stuck. Cause they got me. Got me doing things I never do. I wanna change, I'm telling you. I do.
Empty. When it all boils down, 'cause they got me. I've been doing things I perception that I'm a bit to go to the sinning. Sometimes I don't know where I'm going.
Does it mean that I'm overgrowing?
Hey, you
don't know that I can be just.
Can't be strong without awareness of your weakness.
You see the devil wanna pill me. You scream the love, but you gotta tell me. Picture on the TV, man, I thought you tried to warn me.
Said I was more than a conqueror.
But tell him even quickly, I'm saying, Lord, if he's forgive me. I got my feelings, they're empty. When it all boils down.
We have a problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And y'all know we on this Hip Hop and Jesus. Yeah, this still Bible study. With that being said, let's go. Part 3, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Yeah, not Shebrews. Hebrews. We living in a day where they trying to change the genders up and all that, but God still says Hebrews. Yeah, let him brew your coffee. Yeah, you be going in there trying to do it yourself, huh? It don't taste the same like when Hebrew. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm saying now. I'm just saying. I got that from a comedian now. I'm saying. All right, Hebrews, though. I'm just saying. Okay, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews. But they are trying to change the genders up and stuff, you know what I'm saying? With she weighed them, you know, and Gabriel Union. Y'all know, okay. Yeah, she weighed. I used to call him D-Wade. Till she weighed said that his son could be a girl. And Gabriel Union said that her son could be a girl. Okay, anyway, they started it. And God gonna finish it, right? All right. God made a male and female, and that's it. No confusion. And God identified us by, you know, private parts. Okay, yeah, uh-huh. Now what? Yeah, I guess they're going to figure out how to do that next, huh? I rebuke you, Satan. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the Lord, and God's ways, his way is right. All right? Let God be true and every man be found a liar. All right? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Yeah. You ever wonder about that verse? You surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. I heard one preacher say it like this. Yeah, you up there, well, you know, acting up. And while you acting up, all heaven looking at you. Here go a verse to make that real. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Man, you talking about ain't nobody studying me. Yeah, heaven is. Told you God looking. And all heaven looking. You tuned in to heaven. Yeah. Well, his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? Right. All right, so your faith tunes us, puts us in, you know, to heaven. We can tune into heaven and eternity. So, back over here, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, everything that's holding you down, right? Everything that's holding you back, and the sin. So lay aside every weight, whatever it is, whoever it is, what kind of habit it is, whatever it may be, every weight that's holding you, making you stop from growing, right? Stopping you from growing. And the sin. So that ain't even got to do with your sin. Because it says, and the sin, which so easily ensnares you, which so easily traps you up, right? Lay that aside. And let us run with endurance. Do what? Let us run with endurance. E-N-D. Run with the end in mind. The end. E-N-D. E-Endurance. Yeah. E-N-D. Endurance. So let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus. There it is. He's the author and the finisher. He's the end. Told you, look to the end, and he's the beginning. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He already did it for us. He's the one that started this. He's the one that's going to finish it for us. Looking unto Jesus, you always got him to look to. He's the perfect example. Don't look to humans. You see, you can't look at Rev them tripping. You can't look at Deacon them. They've been tripping. Can't look at the choir. Can't look at the choir director. Okay? They've been tripping. You should have known they were tripping when they let all them faggots and sissies be in the church. And then they try to run the thugs out. Uh-oh. Yeah, the ones that love God. We love God. I hate Satan. But they'll run somebody like me, throw stones at me, because I won't conform or bow down, but they'll let the little sissy boy, be the minister over the music. And you know he's sweet. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, preach, Holy Ghost. Okay, teach then. You know what I'm saying? know he's sweet, but let him be the minister over the music. You see what I'm saying? Let him slide. Know he's sweet, but he got a lot of money. He give back to the poor. He wear dresses, though. He a grown man wearing dresses. Y'all call him Madea. Oh, he's funny. Cat Williams called him out. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Called him out. Say he only funny when he put on dresses. Black male. Don't make no movies for the black male. Make movies for the black female. And I gotta get on y'all females, too, because y'all make the sisters and the faggots, y'all make them comfortable. They weren't comfortable around us, but y'all welcome them on in. You see the sissy in school, who you around? A bunch of females. So I'm going to bust y'all up, too, right quick. Okay? Thank you. I'm crunching everybody's toes. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. The main one supporting Tyler, Scary Perry, Madea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Been stopped watching that shit. Like, all right, man, that's enough. You tall, a big old tall dude with a dress on, acting like a woman. But he just acting. Yeah, that's what y'all say. Mm-hmm. What God see, though. Yeah. Looking unto Jesus, man. The author and the finisher of our faith. Not no man in no dress. What's wrong with you? Not no singer, no rapper, no millionaire, no big good businessman, no president, nothing. You got to look unto Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. That's why you look unto Jesus and you can endure it just like he did. He focused on the joy that was set before him, so he endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, despising the shame. They shame on him. They despise him. He despises the shame, though. You see what I'm saying? He had to look and have faith. Yeah, Jesus had to use faith when he was here. How you think you don't have to use faith? He's the prime example. Anytime you get discouraged or feel bad or something, look unto Jesus. He did it before you. He the perfect one, the author and finisher of our faith. He's better than any character in his Bible. Greater than any character in his Bible. Ain't nobody else is saying like they say about Jesus. He is Lord. The Lord. Yeah, they call them lords and kings and stuff. But no. They said about any of them. They didn't say anything about any of them being the Lord. But when you read the Bible, it lets you know who the Lord is. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Verse 3 says, for consider him. Really look to him. Consider him. Think about him who endured such hostility from sinners. We endure a lot, right? Jesus, he did it before us. Consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself. And we mess up, but he didn't. So he got such hostility. Why it don't make sense to hate Jesus? Think about it. Except for when, you know, us, we know it's the devil that blinds their minds. It's just like, man, why would you hate somebody who did nothing but good? Oh, because their deeds are evil. That's what Jesus said. The light came into the world, but men love rather than light. Jesus is the light. The devil is the darkness. So Jesus came into the world, but men love the devil more than they love Jesus. But why? Because their deeds were evil, just like Satan. Description. Yeah, the light came into the world, but they love darkness more than light. So consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. Look unto Jesus. Verse 4 says, you have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. You fighting against sin, but you ain't even resisted the bloodshed yet like Jesus did. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Do not despise the discipline of the Lord. Don't despise the whoopings. You know what I'm talking about? Don't despise the trials and the tribulation. But the chastening, that's more with the whoopings or the discipline. Still trials, too. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. Don't be discouraged when you're rebuked by him. Okay, look at who it is that's rebuking you, the one that got that's full of mercy. So you should be able to, you know, take his rebuke. For whom the Lord loves,
He chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If he love you, I'm going to whoop you, right? Because if I don't love you, I'm just going to say yes to everything, right? Mm-hmm. Mama, can I go outside and wear these shorts and it's 35 degrees outside? Yes. He's always saying yes, right? Mm-mm. That's not how it works. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens. You got to have some correction there. Sometimes the children got to hear no, no. You know what I'm saying? That's dangerous. You can't do that. He scourges every son whom he receives. Everyone he receives. That means God care about you now. He ain't abusing you. He's correcting you. Right? Verse 7 says, if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. Right? For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? Yeah, what son is there who a father, you know, I'm talking about a father that got a son. Not just a dad that planted it and ran, but a father who raised the son in the son's life, or what have you. What son is there whom a father does not chasten, who a father does not correct? If you're a parent, a mother, or a father, you're going to correct your children. You had to tell them no. You had to pop them sometime, too. You had to put them on punishment sometime. You know what I'm saying? Take that phone away from them. And give it right back, don't you? Oh, okay. Tell on myself, God. Don't. Yes, sir. All right, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 8. But if you are without chastening, that's when you need to worry. If you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons, right? Illegitimate, another word, bastards, right? No father. If he a father, he can correct you, right? But if he not your father, okay, he's just going to let you be out there. Like, with no father, illegitimate bastards. Verse 9 says, furthermore, we have had human fathers, human parents who corrected us, and we paid them respect. You see what I'm saying? How are we going to respect our parents more than God? It don't work like that. You can't respect people more than God. I don't care who they are. Yeah, that goes for everybody. We cannot respect people more than God. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? We had respect to our parents or whoever. Was your grandmama? Somebody got you. Somebody, you know, I'm talking about totem legs with that switch now. Don't make me call you out, man. Somebody done got you, cuz. All right? So we respected that. We need to respect God more, be in subjection to what he's doing. For they indeed, for a few days, chastened us as seemed best to them. They did. They passing out stuff like, my mama whooped us. I'm going to whoop you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember them extension cords? I ain't never got hit with one, but I used to hear about that. Yeah, what an extension cord, boy. What the? Boy, that's abuse there. That's abuse. For they indeed, for a few days, chastened us as seemed best to them. They doing what seemed best to them. That came from the slave masters and stuff too, whooping. But he for our profit. When God whoop you, it's for your profit. They did it as best known to them, our parents and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They did it as best known to them, our grandparents, auntie, uncle, whoever whooped you. Big cousin, somebody smacked you. Yeah, yeah, get out there street. You almost got hit, cuz. Come here. Bow. Oh, you cried. But, yeah, that better than you getting hit and ran over and your bone getting broke. Now stay out there street. All right. Shout outs to the big ones, to the big cousin that busted the little cousins up. I mean, corrected them, though. All right, man, I'm trying to finish it up. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10 says, for they indeed for a few days chastened us and seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. That's why he's doing it. He's disciplining us so that we can partake in his holiness. Wow. See, you got to understand God by faith and through faith. You know what I'm saying? It explains a lot. Verse number 11 says, now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present. When you're going through it, when you're on punishment, you're getting a whooping and all that, it don't seem to be joyful for the present, but it's painful, right? Nevertheless, afterward, though, get you some discipline up in this mug. Afterward, after the painful discipline, Afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit. It's going to give you some peace. Afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Now, if you don't use discipline on yours, you ain't even godly, because God used discipline. And the Bible even says, whoop your child with a rod, too. You can Google it. The Bible says, whoop your child with a rod. I bet you take it right to Proverbs. Think I'm playing. Whoop your child with a rod, and when you do that, you ain't going to kill him. You're going to deliver his soul from hell and from death. That's what they're going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to deliver, because foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. That's in Proverbs as well. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. All right? Now, God uses discipline. How you figure you could just say yes all the time? That's why they spoil. That's why we got a bunch of grown adults that's really big kids. Because the parents forgot the discipline, and they just gave them everything. And they still giving them stuff. They overgrown. They still giving them stuff. Now we got a bunch of adult, a bunch of sorry adults. Yep. They play on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all that cheesy all the time. TikTok. Yeah. Playing on it, though. Anyway, Hebrews chapter 12. No chastening seems to be joyful. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. If you let the discipline train you, it's going to give you the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Verse 12 says, therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. You're about to give away. Yeah, the feeble knees about to break, right? Strengthen it. Strengthen the hands which hang down in the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Get in the right position. He already told you, us, he about to expand us. He's still preparing us right here. Yeah, get ready. Make straight paths. Rather be healed, all right? Strengthen those hands that's hanging down in the feeble knees, man. Verse 14 says, pursue peace with all people. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Yeah, if I die today, I'm at peace with, you know, with myself. And, you know, I don't know. I can't explain the problems that people got with me, but I ain't no problem with nobody. I treated people how I want to be treated. You see what I'm saying? Because God taught me that. So, pursue peace with all people. If I die today, I'll be at peace. Now, some of them won't, but that's on them, though. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness, yeah, get better, not bitter, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Watch the bitterness. The devil will use, he'll use the hurt and the anger. He'll use the hurt of people that hurt you, you hurting, and he'll make you angry. He'll use that anger, right? He'll try to make you bitter. But if you got God and you give vengeance to him and let him repay, and you continue to treat others how you want to be treated, right? Yeah. God will bring you out. Yeah. On top. Yeah. Let him repay. All right? So don't let any bitterness come up. Let God make you better. Okay? Give it to God. He'll make you better. The devil wants you to be bitter. All right? So looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau. Esau. Yeah, Esau, got you again. Got Esau all up in Hebrews, chapter 12. Got him. Esau the one talking about everybody, the minority except Esau. That's what Esau say. Yeah, okay, Esau is the white man. Let me help y'all out. Y'all going to make me make it plain for you. And Jacob is the black man. They twins, right? All right, then that's all I'm going to give you. You want to read about Esau and Jacob, read your Bible. But Esau getting called out right here. Least there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. Think about it.
He sold his birthright for one morsel of food. Now they want you to sell your soul to them. And they give you all these fortune and fame and these $1 million, right? With your shillings. Yeah, that's shillings to heaven in the kingdom of God. The streets made out of transparent gold, man. Forget your dollars. The city made out of transparent gold, too. Forget your dollars, man. We can't be bought. Verse 17 says, well, you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessings, like right now, boy, I thought, boy, this, get him, Jesus. This is going on right now. Right now. I told you. Look at Esau. The white man that been treating the black folks and everybody else like this all this long time now in this country. Watch this Bible get them. Y'all ready? Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 16 again. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright, for you know that afterward, right now too, 2020, 2021, afterward, when he wanted to inherit a blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. I don't care how much y'all cry. I don't care how much y'all try to make y'all little young folk be prejudiced or whatever. Nah, y'all, this is nipped in the bud. All that racist, prejudice stuff, nipped in the bud. And they're going to get to the point where they're going to start convicting these police, too, instead of just charging them and letting them go. Yeah, because that one that put his knee on George Floyd's neck, I still pray that if they don't convict him, I pray that God kill him in this oasis. Yeah, I pray that God kill him. Because they got to know, it's not going to happen no more. They didn't even convict none of the police in Breonna Taylor case. None of them. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, all right. God see everything. So back over here to these scriptures, Esau. Because why everybody the minority except you, Esau, you arrogant devil acting self. Yeah. For you know that afterward when he wanted to inherit a blessing, Esau, talking about Esau, when he wanted to inherit a blessing, because God chose Jacob, right? And then Isaac ended up praying for Jacob and giving him a blessing instead of Esau. Now read your Bible. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit a blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. Now you can't even repent. God done been long-suffering so long with this country over here and with the white folks, with their bull-jive system that they had set up going against every black male and black woman and every person of color, period, except them. They had the privileges and everything sided for them. And some of y'all, most of y'all knew that too, and y'all didn't say nothing. So are y'all finna get it too? Know that. Yeah, I don't care if you're, what is he talking about? Yeah, I'm on the scriptures, and this the kingdom of God, and I'm a son of God, and I got the authority over all the power of the devil. The devil been acting like that, but God is the big and the bad one. Even the devil got an answer to him. So I got the authority over the power of the devil, okay, over all the power of the devil, and I'm going to use it. It was given to me by my big brother Jesus, while y'all sitting up here scared of big brother government. Because ain't God ain't forgot about y'all running out there to vote either. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Y'all thought this was over? Mm-hmm. You know that afterward, when Esau wanted to inherit a blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. And that's why you can read in this Bible where it say God hated Esau. God hated Esau. You can find it in the Bible at least twice. Believe one is in Malachi or Micah. I think it's Micah. Might be in Malachi. You know what I'm saying? But it's in the Old Testament. Then it come, I think it's again in Romans or something. But it's in the New Testament too. And now we seeing why. If you read Obadiah, it really explains. Obadiah ain't number one book and one chapter. It really explains why God hated Esau. If you can't find where it says God hated Esau, Google it. And then, like I said, read Obadiah. You'll see. Yeah, he been telling us we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against some principality. Now we overcoming because now we knowing how to go to war. People stood up for justice starting last year. And it was fire coming through that thing. Starting last year, 2020. Don't forget. And it's still cracking this year, too. You see what I'm saying? We try to give them a chance to do right, but okay, all right. Y'all, we got to remind you now. Esau. Yeah. And God, he the one lined up because the people started standing up for justice, and God is a God of justice. So that's why things started turning around last year. And it's still changing this year. So I don't care how much y'all try to hold on to it. I don't care if y'all even cry. Yeah, y'all losing this because your own children ran up in your capital. Yeah, we got that. That's history too last year. They turned away from us and went ran up in on y'all, on your own stuff. Now what? And then y'all got some nerve too to be talking about, you know, the white, the all white, and they all white is all right and all that stuff like that. Y'all thinking like that? Y'all got some nerve talking about, you know, how other people feel. You know what I'm saying? And we can leave the country. Bruh, this ain't even y'all country. It was people that was over here before y'all. Europeans brought y'all behinds over here with your sick self, and then you brought coronavirus back now, too. Yeah, I'm going off. What you gonna do? What? And I ain't scared. I'm not giving no Christianity. I'm gonna operate with this authority. I'm gonna put on the whole armor of God instead, and I'm gonna fight them principalities and powers and the spiritual wickedness that's in them high places. Put on the whole armor of God. Hold on. One of them trying to get away. Hold on. It's four. Hold on. Thank you, Father. One of them trying to get away. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Principalities. Hold on. I ain't got that. I find it right here. I ain't studying the time right now. Okay? It's four enemies that you have. One of them, principalities. That's the demons and that's Satan. Another one is them powers. The world system and stuff. The rules of the darkness of this world, Illuminati, that's them. Demonic activity, all that too. And spiritual wickedness in high places. Those are your four enemies. Principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Cause, so if I sound mad, you're right, because I've had it. But this is coming from somebody who got faith in God. Whether you understand it or not, you know what I'm talking about? You better get over here or you're going to get done up too. I'm a warrior in God's army, and we're looking, we're still recruiting warriors in God's army, man. And I'm going to finish this up. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 18. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burn with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it beg that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. Now, thank you, Father, for backing me up, because that's why you're hearing that. God going off through me, and then he backing it up, letting you know this how he go at it. They didn't even want to hear the words that God was saying, man. And these were the people that he brought out. These were his people. When God started talking to Moses on that mountain, when Moses was up there and the children of Israel was around the mountain and they heard it, that's what this verse is talking about right here. They didn't even want him. They told Moses, okay, don't let God speak to us. That's, yeah, God don't play. Don't let God speak to us, man. We'd rather him speak to you and then we'll hear it that way. See, y'all forgot that God ain't nothing to play with. But when that big thunder come and these crazy weather storms and stuff come, then you'd be reminded of it, right? Yeah, seeing a big old thunder. Ooh, I'm talking about like he bowling up there or something, like he's bowling. Yeah, at the boat, God bowling there. I'm talking make everybody jump under the table, cuz. Even the ones who know him. Yes, God don't play that crap. Even the ones who know him. Yeah, my mom and daddy used to cut off everything when it was storming back in the day. Cut off the power and everything. Now, God, you got to come through and shut the power off through a whole state. I shut the whole state down, Texas. Let me shut all this down. I turn all the power off. Don't. Boy, I'm trying to finish it up. And it went off, man. So, verse 18, for you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burn with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempest. The mountain was on fire when God's presence was up there with Moses. And the sound of the trumpet, they heard trumpets. And the voice of words, they heard his words with the trumpets and the fire, so that those who heard it begged. And these is his people. They begging that the words should not be spoken to them anymore. We don't want to hear God. We'd rather hear you. You better read this Bible, cuz. You don't want to face God. You think you're big and bad. Look, the people who knew him, they didn't even want to hear him. They had to write it to let us know, like, hey, bro, don't play with him. They beg that they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear God's voice, man. Shoot.
Mm-hmm. Verse 20. For they could not endure what was commanded, and if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. They couldn't even touch the mountain. If they did, shot. Even if it was an animal touched it, shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. And it's Moses that's saying this. See what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm not coming to give you no Christianity. That's why them churches closed, because y'all got to know, God ain't no Christian. Yeah, uh-huh. God ain't no Christian, cuz. No, God is God the Almighty. I am the beginning and the ending. And he ain't nothing to play with. He's the Almighty, the all-powerful one. That's who God is. Look at verse 21. Moses scared, cuz. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. Told you, he'll make his own people jump under the table. I'm telling you. But you have come to Mount Zion, though. He just had to let you know that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let me play some little sweet music for you. Let me play some, play some little sweet little something. You ain't came to that mountain, right? But you on this mountain. Verse 22. But you have come to Mount Zion. You came to that place of praise and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Told you, you got a whole bunch of witnesses, angels and everything. Well, you're out here sinning. Well, yeah, angels and everything watching. Okay. Number one, God watching. To an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Yeah, the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all. To what? To God the judge of all. I don't care what religion you're in. I don't care what philosophy. He the judge of all, cuz. I don't care who you think he is, how much money, prestige. I don't care if you like me and graduated at the same time from Princeton, Harvard, and Yale. I don't care. And at the top of your class, like I did. I just told. You know what I'm saying? To God, the judge of all. God is the judge of all. To the spirits of just men made perfect. We're just. We're made perfect by him. That don't mean we doing everything right, getting everything right. To Jesus, the mediator. He got everything right. To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. We almost finished. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. That's God. Don't refuse him. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. He's speaking to us from heaven now. Whose voice then shook the earth. See why they were scared? His voice shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Last time I read this, God said he's going to shake the earth, but heaven too. A week later, coronavirus broke out. I'm telling you, God ain't nothing to play with. We've been warned, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken. If he shake it, and just like that, God will shake your life up, and those people that be removed from your life, all right, they the ones that can be shaken. Right? Let me read this verse with some more understanding with that in mind. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken. As of the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. That's why God will shake your whole life up. So the ones that's not for you, they can fall off. But the ones that remain, okay, it's a reason. Let us have grace. Yeah. So the things that cannot be shaken
may remain. Let me read that verse one more time. We almost finished. We about there. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. All right? The ones that cannot be shaken, they're going to stay right there. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God. We got grace so we can serve God acceptably with reverence, honor, and godly fear. All right? Serve God. Honor him as God. Have godly fear before him. Just like you were scared, thought I was blowing off. But then Father backed it up like, yeah, that's my son. Thank you, Jesus. But serve God acceptably with reverence. Honor him as God. With godly fear, man. For our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. That's Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 29, in case you didn't know. That's why he ain't no Christian. Our God is a consuming fire. Christians, y'all too soft. You know what I'm talking about? When hip-hop meets the Christ. This your homie Oasis. Hip-hop and Jesus. We out.
It's dinner time.
Shaday.
K-O-B-G.
Kings organized by God.
You know.
When hip-hop meets Christ.
Told me to close my eyes and open my mouth and spit like this. So I'm banging on tracks like this. And they like, why he act like this? He's supposed to be gospel, but he won't follow nobody's order but heaven and father. Say they hit hard, but I'ma hit harder. Say they got smart, but I'ma get smarter. Reverend the kingdom, rocking the crown. We holding it up, they still holding it down. They building up hate and we knocking it down. It's KOBT and we out in here now. Who me, I'm KT and I'm new to your town. Officially shutting the industry down. Set up and sit down, get out of here now. The kingdom is here, we evicting you now. They building up hate and we tearing it down. It's KOBG and we out in here now. With me, I'm KG and I'm new to your town. Officially shutting the industry down. Set up and sit down, get out of here now. The kingdom is here, we evicting you now.
It's Jesus till I D-I-E. What you staring for? We ain't playing, boy. Don't know what you do, but it gives me joy. Tell Satan close curtains, we shutting them down. Authority of Jesus stronger every round. Yeah, I got my faith in the right place. And my heavenly father got to see his face. It's like this, God got my back. Told me stand focused and then attack. And from now on through eternity, it's our time, ain't no plan, you see. Marching in the army of G-O-D with the power of God, the Christ is in me. The industry crushed up and finished by him. He staying strong, ain't no copper, no plea. Hallelujah, get all your glory. I'm praising them like angels just me be. Greater is he than is in me. I'm praising him like this cause Christ set me free. Christ is the key, listen to me. He still got a whole lot of L-O-V-E. And when he comes back, every eye's gonna see. And there will be bows from every knee. Like this,
like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this,
because they can retreat when they're being persecuted by these Satanist priests. When it said it's the fact that they preach, and this for the martyrs, thousands of Christians are slaughtered because they committed to the Father. This shit have faded Stephen for what they believe in, but these saints never quit, they go harder. This for the missionaries because it is scary. Some are beaten, some shot in the kill. They know they could end up buried in the cemetery, but they give all they got in the field. And this for the past, the book is the last, the shepherd, the flock, and they live for the master, live for the master. They're not chasing rewards in this life, they know where to come after, where to come after. Whoa. I couldn't believe my eyes on the screen. I see Nike put 21 guys on their knees, and these Christians were beheaded right on the beach. And that's the blood color, the tide in the sea. I broke down and started to cry because we can worship at the service time that we please. And pray and open up our Bibles and read. See while our brothers out there dying were free. They're martyred because they won't deny them, but we deny them every time we're silent. We be in the church but rarely go outside it to preach. Watching them solidify them beneath my behind, and bravery's inspiring me. So from here on out the lions unleashed. And Lord, before I join the silence, I plead. Jesus gave his life for me and he proud. Life for me and he proud. How can I not want these people to know? Want these people to know? See, they're fighting to put a ban on his name, so they can throw us in the slammer and chains. But they give the odds us to stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. America's the new Gomorrah, and we have been doing what Sodom did. Millions are murdered in abortions, and we don't do nothing about it, kid. Then every man and girls with girls, if that's something you got a problem with. They'll start to spew all types of hate, and they'll say, yes, you, that's intolerant. They tell us knowledge is obtained in all of our schools and these colleges. But that's where our children are misled. They taught there's no proof that a God exists. They tell our kids to what you filthy, they got polluting their minds with this. Our hearts are deceitful and they're wicked, it is just foolish to follow it. But enough with it, it's not enough, they want us to approve of this godlessness. We can agree to disagree, but no, they say choose who you siding with. I'm never scared, the choice is easiest, but yes, you are in God I live. I poked the off the and I was squatting and poop on your pop for me. Cats packing, cats shooting, two popping glass to your house, they will come. To your house, they will come. Rat, tat, 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 poop, 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 pop, pop, pop. That's the sound of their gun. That's the sound of their gun. If ever they run upon me and put Rugas to my head and say, my head and say, see now your God, I'm screaming, Christ is real, hallelujah, I'm free. Jesus gave his life for me and he proud. Life for me and he proud. How can I not want these people to know? Want these people to know? Now, see, they're fighting to put a ban on his name, so they can throw us in the slammer and chains. But they give the odds to stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt